Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
So it was on Friday that this kind of took a weird turn. We didn't really see this one coming. Janine wanted our help texting her boyfriend to say, hey, you know that dude that you're hanging out with? If you and I want to be together here, you're going to have to dump your friend.
Yeah, she was like, this dude sucks. He cheats on every girl he's with. I think she's of the mindset that you are the, like, you are the company you keep. And she's like, my boyfriend's better than this dude. Like, he's just, he's bad news. I don't want him hanging out with him anymore. And so we texted her boyfriend and we were like, hey, so Jake the Snake, you, like, I don't want you hanging out with him anymore. I think you're better than that. I just, he's not a good person. And the boyfriend responded and we're like, all right, we were ready for a fight. We're like, all right, he's going to like stand up for his dude and he's going to try to like maintain the friendship. And he was like, yeah, no, you're right. He does suck.
Yeah. I was shocked. He was like waiting for her to say something. He's like, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm glad you spoke up.
He's like, yeah, what took you so long to say this?
Right. That was shocking.
Very shocking.
I really thought that was going to go south quick.
Still now, can't believe it.
He said he was going to use her. So he was going to throw her under the bus and he was going to let Jake the Snake know, hey dude, I can't hang out with you anymore because my lady is like, she doesn't like you. She doesn't want me hanging out with you. So that conversation was supposed to transpire this past weekend.
All right, so let's see how it went. Janine is back with an update. Hey, Janine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so tell us how it went down this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Jake did not take it well, and he blew up in their group chat. He called him whipped and soft and, you know, accused him of choosing some girl over his boys, which... whatever. But here's the twist. The group chat then turned on Jake and several of the guys basically spoke out and said, like, yeah, man, our girls don't really like you either. You bring really bad energy. No one wants the drama that you stir up. And one guy even said, like, you know, I'm married now and I don't need a single guy around who cheats on every girl that he's with. You know, that's not my vibe anymore. And then I guess Jake left the group chat. It's been radio silence, but I am so happy. You know, I thanked my boyfriend and he said that he was holding on to this friendship out of history, not because it was healthy. And then he told me that he wanted to build a life with me and not relive college. So it was kind of positive.
Okay, so I feel like I'm missing a step here. So they all engage in a group chat?
Yes.
So Jake, so her boyfriend hit up Jake and said, yo, dude, I'm like, Jake was going to like, trying to make plans with him. And he's like, no, nah, dude, I can't hang out with you anymore. My girlfriend doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
So Jake went from that individual text message to the group chat.
Oh, thinking he was going to get support by everybody. Let's go streaking. And there's nobody there.
And he put Janine's boyfriend on blast in the group chat saying that he's whipped and he's choosing the girl over the bros. But what Jake the Snake did not see happening was all the dudes turned on him. It was like, yeah, no, we get it. You suck.
Okay.
Losing all of your friends at once because all of their women don't like you, I think it's time to do some serious stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You need to look in the mirror.
About that time, Jake.
I mean, I think every guy group has probably one of these dudes that's just holding on for too long, and you're at an age where you're still the one going out, and you're single, and you're living the life. He's showing up to a bar or a club, and he's the oldest one there, and he's around guys that are like, this is just not me, man. So, of course, the guys don't really want to be part of that, and their women don't want their men out in clubs anymore either doing that lifestyle.
This is so funny because I just witnessed this in real time over the weekend while I was with my cousin and her husband. So they're expecting a baby in September and it was Saturday and we'd been out all day and her husband was like, I want to go to the Red Dog Saloon. I want to go to the Red Dog Saloon. She's like, fine, we'll go for 30 minutes. We're going to go home. We get there. He totally ditches the entire group and she's like, we got to go. I got a baby. We need to sleep. And she was like, if it had been any other dude other than that guy, because I know they're going to be out until 4 a.m., would have totally let him stay out. But I know that they only mean trouble, so it's an issue.
All right, Janine, thank you for the update. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
It's a Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
The way women plan a vacation for their friends and the way guys plan a vacation when we're all getting together are two completely different things. I have literally literally had a group of friends going on a vacation to a different state together and only knew 24 hours beforehand where we were even staying.
Absolutely not.
That's how guys roll.
I hate planning trips when it's just me. It's absolutely the worst.
So why? Just because you don't know what's going on? There's no itinerary.
Nothing.
We don't know. We're going to show up. We're all going to like vote somewhat on what we're going to do. You know, half of us are going to want to do one thing. The other half are going to want to do the other thing. It's going to kind of be a cluster, but there's no planning involved.
But this isn't a friend vacation. This is even bigger than that. It's a vacation.
It is. And it's the first with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm the type where I can go with the flow.
Can you?
Okay.
You didn't go with the flow right there.
In certain situations, I'm cool with going with the flow, and this is a scenario where I'm fine with that. So my girlfriend,
in a certain situation, I am cool with going with the flow, so long as I am the one telling everybody exactly what to do.
That sounds about right.
Depends how the flow is flowing.
Exactly. So my girlfriend and I were planning our anniversary trip, which is going to be in August.
Is this a year already?
Yes. I know. Time goes by fast.
Yeah.
Fine.
And so she's like, all right, we have this weekend and it's going to be perfect. Let's plan our first solo trip together. It's just us. And I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we agreed. She's like, well, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? I was like, as long as I'm by water, I'm fine. That's where I can find peace. It's just being by the beach. And so she's thinking of ideas. And I already know that she's the planner. She likes to break down everything and have it ahead of time and break down an itinerary. And she'll just ask me questions and I answer the question. She's like, okay, based off of what you like, I'll put it together. Mm-hmm. Don't really worry about too much. And I think that that's perfect. But at first she wanted to go out the country. And I'm like, for 2 to 3 days, I don't think it's worth it. I'm like, I think we should probably just stay, you know, somewhere closer. If we had a week, okay, cool. Okay. But we don't.
Myrtle Beach. Yeah. Panama.
Panama. Yep. Uh-huh.
Beach. Yeah. That is important.
It's
the beach part is important.
Yeah,
yep.
It is.
Okay. You were getting close. A little too close.
Oh, yeah?
We settled on Charleston. So
Charleston's a great city for a romantic getaway, though.
It's fantastic for 3 or 4 days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where were you guys throwing out initially out of the country?
She wanted to go to St. Lucia. Like,
that's a good time. That's a good time.
But in like 2 days?
I mean, there's some flights, like, depending on where you're going, in U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't even need a passport to get there. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty convenient getting there.
Yeah, it's
only a couple hours.
Three and a half hour flight or something like that.
Okay, let's make sure she doesn't hear this.
2 days is tight. 3 days, I think you could enjoy it.
Okay, well, we just brush past it.
I mean, you're going to be in the car for how long to get to Charleston?
5 hours.
You're quicker to go to St. Lucia. I mean,
but now we're just talking about flight time. You're not talking about the drive to the airport, going through security. It's all going to even out. It's definitely going to even out. It's going to be fine.
So St. Lucia or Charleston?
St. Lucia.
Sorry, Katie.
All right, so either way, we're going to Charleston.
Let's go with the flow. Charleston.
So that is what we settled upon, and that's when she asked, well, what do you want to do? And I'm thinking if we do just a nice dinner, if we go on a boat ride, because apparently there's a boat ride where you can possibly see dolphins in some area.
In Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, I don't know which part of the island or some island. But yeah, if we did that, nice dinner and hang out by the water, that's what I'm thinking. That's nice,
sounds
simple,
perfect,
peaceful.
Man.
Yep.
Boom.
And you can get a condo like in Isle of Palms or in Folly Beach. It's not expensive, really. Doesn't have to be expensive, I should
say. She wants us to do something as soon as we arrive to the hour we leave.
Oh.
So it's not just the simple things. No. She has created a spreadsheet.
Ooh, you got an itinerary. I love a good itinerary.
It's too detailed. I feel like there's no space for a nap.
No.
No space.
Your nap's be 4 hours. That's half your trip.
Before she goes to sleep at night.
Exactly.
I told her we can compromise, make it 2 hours.
Okay, all right.
There's no space for like us going and changing clothes. She's like, no, we should do this. We should do this, 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 this. Create a spreadsheet of the prices and stuff so we make sure that we're staying on our budget and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, wow, you are really detailed.
I get you. That would stress me out. That does not feel relaxing at all.
So this is a year that you've been together. This is a partnership. Mm-hmm. So this is where we need to compromise, because it's not just a trip for her. It's also a trip for you. So you guys compromised on location, which mm-hmm. I think is great. Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to need to compromise on the itinerary. So this is now you're going to have to mm-hmm. like do a little back and forth and be like, all right, I'll see your boat ride, this and that, but we're going to have to nix XYZ so we can have a little downtime.
So let me tell you about a theory that Amanda and I were going to use, but didn't have to. Okay. So she and I are going to the Scottish Highlands in August, right? Man, there's a lot to see there. There's a lot. And luckily, she and I are on the same page as what we want to see. But initially, when we were starting to plan the vacation, it looked like she was on one page, I was on the other. So we were going to do an itinerary draft where I would make, whoever makes the first pick makes the first pick. And then that goes on our itinerary. Then I get to choose what the second day is. Then she gets to choose the third day and fourth day. And we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we have our day, our week planned out. One of those days for me could be off day. We don't do anything. We stay at the hotel. And then by the end of the week, you guys both have like a 50-50 thing going. Lucky enough, like I said, she and I are on the same page with what we were going to do and see. She did the research, I did the research, and our lists look very similar. But that might be a route you want to go.
I like that idea, because I know I don't want to crush everything that she wants to do and be like, no, we can't. So is it like me just putting we put it into a bucket, everything we want to do,
mm-hmm.
both, and then pick?
Yeah.
Like the draft?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you would go first or she would go mm-hmm. first, and then you guys just go back and forth. Now, one of yours can be like, I need time-blocked relaxation on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of your picks.
Okay, I like that idea. I think I can present that. I was just nervous about trying to figure it out.
It is hard to travel with somebody, man. It is really, really hard.
This won't be the first time you've traveled together, though, right?
Yeah.
What?
Ooh, yes.
You've never... Wait, huh?
No, we haven't traveled anywhere alone together. It's either been she's come to this state to visit, yep. and then I go see her uh-huh. where she mm-hmm. lives, because it's a long distance relationship. But no.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time.
Yeah, this is a canon event. This is a canon event for the relationship.
We're going to talk more about this tomorrow morning. We're going to ask people, okay, you went into the vacation, your first vacation, thinking, woo! We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days into a cruise, you jumped off and started swimming back to shore.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We allowed to talk about Abby's hot girl photo shoot?
I think we talked about it on air.
Did
yeah, we did.
About,
yeah, because she told everybody that she got the award for being hot.
That's right. So Abby's out of the studio because she's doing that photo shoot right now, but I wish she was here because I'm making a demand this morning of Katie, Rebecca, and of Abby that I want 1 hour of my life back. And they're the only one. They're the reason why I don't have it. Freaking Love Island. Okay. So the problem with doing a show like this is we got a diversity of age groups that listen to the show and are part of the show also, right?
Lots of demographics.
Lots of demographics going on. I'm on the upper end of that demographic, but it's nice to know that in the younger end of the demographic, we are covered. Katie, Rebecca, Abby, our interns, and everybody's coming in here going, oh, Love Island, Love Island, Love Island. So it's part of our job to be responsible and at least give it a sample to know what younger America is watching. Because Abby keeps calling it the number one show that her friends are watching right now. And you guys have said the same thing.
It's a cultural phenomenon right now.
Oh, for sure. It's all anyone can talk about. I mean, it's the most memed TV show.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok.
Yep.
It's all I see on my For You page.
All right. So for those of you that are a little bit older, it's a glorified Temptation Island, pretty much. But it's the same type. It's a dating show. This one takes place in Fiji, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Nice island for the deal.
It's nice. And you guys can take it from here, but I can tell you that I felt the responsibility.
Did you know?
To watch a little bit of it, to know what you guys were talking about. I thought there were 4 seasons. I didn't know that there were 7.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to season 4, and I could only get through 11 minutes of it before I turned it off. And I'll tell you why. there's so much TNA on that show, at least in season four, that I felt it was just inappropriate for me to watch, man. I mean, these are women that are like my son's age, and there was so much TNA that they were stressing that I literally, because I was in the house watching it myself, I took the curtains and made it so dark in my house so nobody outside could see what I was watching alone in the house, right? So it's 11 minutes in, and I'm like, this is just not for me. And then I start to get some DMs from people as I posted, like, I gave it 11 minutes. They're like, you're on the wrong season, boomer. So I go to season 7, which is the one that you guys and the rest of the country, young America, seems to be talking about
Katie's
right now.
Katie's cousin is on it.
And that's, and he does look like you. You guys got the eyes, man. You guys, he's definitely your cousin. It's not as much overtly TNA yet. I mean, the first one that I was watching, I mean, they came out and they were rubbing themselves down with baby oil and the cameras. It was like the boob cam. And I'm just like, this ain't for me. And the 7th season didn't have that as much yet. As soon as it gets that bad, I'll turn it off. But it's unwatchable for me. I can't do it.
When I saw you had started season 4 on your Instagram story, I was like, we lost him.
Yeah, so bad.
We literally lost him.
It's so cheesy. It's so bad.
USA didn't get good until last season. Last season really put it on the map in the same way that UK did.
What was the pivot?
It was the people that they put on. It was just this core group of girls. Oh my God. Leah, she is like an icon. They just were so, they're so easy to like follow and watch, and they had such good chemistry. It seems like they went the UK route where it's not just, you can't just put hot people.
Right.
You have to have hot people with like really interesting personalities that'll get people talking. And this season and that season both had that.
The one thing I did like about this season that I watched, and I'm almost through one episode, and I think I gotta stop at this point.
No, it's
just not for me. I'm old. The one thing I do like is that the short dude is the one that's pulling it all.
Ace is. Now, I never watched a season before season 7. Like, I only started watching this season because my cousin is on there. And I need to make a quick statement before my family comes out to get me. I made a blanket statement saying that the family did not approve of my cousin being on this show, and that blanket statement was wrong.
Okay.
His mom is supporting him.
Okay.
And she is telling people to vote. So I just want to make that correction.
I had a feeling that was going to get you in trouble.
Oh, it got me in so much trouble.
As I say, I'm not going to be watching the show. As I'm watching it now, he's linked up with the best one on the show for him.
He is. And that's what Bert, you have to give it more than just the first episode. Because I know, as for someone who didn't watch the show until this season, it was a slow burn. The first two to three episodes, I was like, oh, okay, this is like every other reality show.
Yeah.
But then when they started bringing in hot new bombshells and having people vote, I was hooked. I was like, now you're making it a game and it's getting messy.
So Rebecca was telling me while we were doing the walk on Saturday that now they're bringing in people from past shows also, or these are just new bombshells that are tempting the current staff?
It's just new bombshells. They saved the sexiest people to be bombshells so they can turn everyone's heads. Like, if you finish the first episode, you saw Sierra walk in. Oh my God, she is so sexy.
Which one's Sierra?
Sierra is the first female bombshell to walk into the villa.
Mm-hmm.
She's at the very end.
Okay. I haven't got to that part.
That's why you
got
to get through episode 3.
Love Island is a commitment. If you want to you want to reap the benefits of Love Island, you have to get through like the first 1.5 episodes, because the first episode's weird. No one's actually being crazy. No one has real chemistry. They're all being so nice to each other, which sucks. Mm-hmm. It's weird that they're all making out off the bat. I don't know if I'm 31 now,
man.
And it's weird.
So the very first challenge, they all have to pretty much make out with each other.
This is like the first time they meet each other.
This is like
the
first 15 minutes of the show. She's making out with him. Then she's making out with another dude.
Wow.
Then he's making out with her. And then they're choosing who they want to link up with. And they're stealing each other's boyfriends and girlfriends already. Maybe I am into it.
Okay.
That was a good explanation for it.
All right. So you have to clarify and tell me if this is true or not. Because I thought I saw a headline. Has there been a Love Island USA cold sore outbreak?
Wait, what?
Okay. Oh.
How have y'all not mentioned that?
Okay. Because it's deep in. We're trying to reel Bert in. But there's this.
Well,
this will do it. That's what I'm saying. This will definitely do
now,
it.
Do I not know you?
Yes.
Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's this contestant on there. His name is Nick. And there's one episode.
Is he the dorky white guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got that
guy with the blonde hair.
I mean, No. That's Austin. Austin talks like he was bewitched by someone. that was made to a boy band member.
It's the one that looks like a lifeguard with like the brown hair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like a couple episodes in, you start to see there's something on his lip.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
it's given a cold sore. But uh-huh. in a competition where you have to kiss several people.
Nah, that's wild.
I'm like, that has to be disgusting.
Yeah, you gotta get you disqualified or something.
Dude, that happened right in the first couple of minutes of the show. He didn't have that. And I don't think in the beginning.
No.
So he got somewhere on the island.
Oh, my God. And they just still in there kissing?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
And what's funny is we have to give tribute to this person with their tweet. They said before the seventh season even started, they had a prophecy. The entire Love Island franchise can be brought down by a single cold sore. Yeah.
The Burt Show. Real funny.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.